Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Laundry Room Podcast with me, Roxy Tumble Dryer. How you all doing? Hope you're well. Hope you're good. If you're not, sure, well, this is it. This is life. This week, I am joined by one of my best gals. This is once again another second spin episode where we bring back previous girls and ask them all about their past lives and what they've been up to. No, we're actually not, but I'm only joking. It's Rusty Hinges. Hello.
Hola, buenos dias.
Hola, abuela.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
Great. I made dinner.
We've had a lovely evening.
We've had a very nice evening. I made dinner, like a Greek evening.
Yes, we smashed the plates in the entry after.
I just don't do dishes and I fuck them out the back. You have a dishwasher now.
You covered ourselves in windowline.
Let's go mad. Fuck the dishes out the back. Danced us over the Greek round the living room and then... you also had a bottle of champagne while we were at it as well.
We had 12 bottles of ouzo.
Like, fuck. Basically, ouzo is sambuca, isn't it?
I think so. It's like aniseed.
Just pure and utter poison. I'm like, I don't like that. It's that buzzing in the background. I don't know.
That's your vibrator. You're too fucked to turn it off.
I've been caught. Did you ever say, there was somewhere I'd seen before done like dildo races, like, and they just vibrated dildos up the bar. I'm like,
that's your arse going up the shore road.
Like, making buttons. It's actually one of your dogs taking shits in the garden.
Can you leave Lily alone?
Tell us about the time we went home recently, fell asleep in the sofa. What happened then?
No, that's the reason why I don't go out.
You went out.
I know. It was, I think I went out, it was like a Monday or Tuesday night, and like, who does that? I'm in my 30s. You don't do that anymore.
Sometimes you need a night out, for fuck's sake.
But I came home and put Lily on the bed, and I went downstairs and ended up falling asleep on the sofa. Woke up at like 6 a.m. to her barking. Shit all over the bed. And called Liver because she can't get down because she's then bad legs. So it's like,
you were like, she kept looking at me. She knew she was doing something wrong.
But like, it was my fault. But like that's why I didn't go out anymore.
Sorry, love. No, I do. I come in with a drink in me. I know what you're coming for. And then I'd be like, there's something. Oh, look at that. Something
and
shiny.
Then I always fall asleep on the sofa. That's.
I'm always up the bed. But
no,
there's times I take my glasses off and I am fucking blind as a bat. I'm like, where's my specs? No, and they're clear, so I'm like, I can't find my glasses.
I'd be like sitting up straight, sleeping, like
the woman who was found dead.
No, it's like you're like a dad, sleeping dad.
Yes, like, dad, go to bed. You're tired. Night. Like, I'm not sleeping. I'm listening to this TV.
Oh yes.
Oh, good times. So what's going on? Are you all right? As if like I don't speak to you every hour of every day. But
I haven't seen you in ages. We went to Lorn today.
Day of this recording.
We had a day trip to Lorn.
The fucker woke me up out of my bed to go and look at a sofa.
Sure.
It looked like there's been many a person sexually assaulted on top of
it. Absolutely, and I think they were willing.
like it's Lorn. Like, I mean, you do anything for
it
about a year.
It was horrible. The sofa was broke. I was like, that's broken. He's like, is it? And like, arm was beat out of it.
As if somebody was bent over the arm getting bucked. And like, there's no arm left. I didn't know. I was like, thank you. I'm always out loud.
But then we went to Home Bargains in Lorn. Home Bargains in Lorn is worth the trip to Lorn itself.
They sell drink.
Yes, cheers.
Like, cheers indeed. Like, shit. cheers, girls. We're like an old group for people that enjoy a drink or two.
I know.
Like, well, I love a drink.
Should you take a drink?
I do enjoy a drink. Not that it's a, some people always say, like, who was it? It's a friend of mine that we've met over in Scotland. She's like, oh my god, I'm drinking loads. I'm like, and what? Nothing wrong with.
Sure, the kids are washed, the dogs are fed.
Here, ours is clean.
The bed's made. Do you know what I mean? The house is clean. Fuck it, why not?
Exactly. Plus, you also fucking fall asleep earlier in the night than like
exactly.
Later.
Exactly. It's called adulting.
Exactly. I will be in my bed the night of sleep before 12. Like,
but, yes, the Home Bargains alarm was brilliant.
Smashing. So much. This is definitely 35 years of age.
Absolutely. I love it. It's like, I had no intention of going in and came out £40 lighter. Like, boom.
No, me, 35. I was like, I had done £5 or cheaper, but it's still.
A bit of wine.
I know, wine. I bought 4 cans of WKD just to have in the fridge, just in case, I don't know, someone got like not? A smick calls by. I'm like, would you like to come and rub my tablets?
Dip your dick in this tin of WKD.
let me taste that alcoholic mix off the end of your foreskin,
sir. Well, at least you've got.
Would you be a fan of a foreskin?
Well, preferably, yes, one that goes back, not one of them ones.
Oh, them old ones that are like a hoodie that doesn't come down?
It's like a curtain that's that won't close properly. And you're like, oh, fuck.
A curtain's not closing, the pole's
it's
not.
It's very, very tight. It doesn't go back, it doesn't go anywhere.
I'm like wondering, like, would you not get, can you get that seen to?
If that was me.
I'm of the other persuasion. I don't have one. I don't have any curtains in my house.
No, I'm very
Jewish.
Well done.
I'm not Jewish.
She's Jewish. She has a little hat on the top of hers.
I have a fur hat on mine.
Two wee curls done by the side.
If anybody wants to see it, give me a shout and grinder. Shalom, motherfucker.
Eat an oil pretzel.
My fear about having an oil foreskin is you don't know what's underneath. Sometimes, like, have you showered? They're like, yeah. I'm like,
no.
Why is there potatoes growing here and peas? Like, this is not a vegetable patch. You can't. Dirty
full
pasta.
Of turnips.
Philadelphia cheese bagels. Like, absolutely disgusting. But no, that's I'm a real thing about cleanliness. I'm like, right.
I don't mind. But I'm not that I'm a dirty bitch. I just don't mind. Just like, fuck it. Like,
girl. You're not going to be like pinging sweet corn across the room.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
Right, keep on going. Like you do with puberty. You spit a puberty, that's all. It's still keep the sex going, but you're like, there's what? A bit of. Is that a bit of sweet corn?
No. Oh, not far.
One of my five a day. Cinco del día.
Should I have a sweet corn?
Like, is that a spark? Is that a whole stem?
What's this?
Oh, what's mine doing about it? Tell me, what is. While we're on this topic, and we're just. This is.
Oh, what's that?
I think there's a problem with him.
Oh, we've got a technical difficulty.
Sorry about that. A bit of a technical issue there, but we did get it sorted.
She didn't pay her phone bill. The cut off her Wi-Fi.
I'm laughing here because this cunt. There's a pair of shoes I have in my drive room. I went over my ankle ages ago and was like, I am not going out on stage in a flip flop. So I ended up buying these like Mum of the Bride shoes. But it also looks like it was Pure Bent as well was on this podcast, and we also discussed this. Like there's a dick. Do you ever see that meme of the
meme of the cock through the heel? You should upload a photo. Look at the fucking hack of that. Is there a there's a fan.
Look what they're called. Primark Wide Fit Extra Comfort. And they're like, oh, that girl's not built for the soft ground.
Extra comfort. Extra comfort.
They're awful. They are awful. So yeah, we're not looking at those.
Is that a fan?
Yes, there's a fan blowing, giving a nice light breeze in this room as well.
There's a wind.
It's a wind. The wind beneath my wheels.
Hot wheels.
We were watching MasterChef earlier on, and there was Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Was it Celebrity MasterChef? With her? It's obviously, like, it's her season.
She was she was making a mackerel with poison for her mum. It's like, oh, mummy, I made you this. I'm like, oh, great. Oh, but before we had that technical fault, we just asked talking about random shit there about ours. But what's been your weirdest sexual experience in your time?
Oh, there's been many. There's been a good few. What about you? Let's go into you first, and then I'll go in.
I can never forget the one that I walked into the wrong house. Remember I rang you? I was like, I walked into the wrong house. It's a man and woman eating dinner, and they're like, hello, love. I was like,
hello.
I was going to go into something like Victoria Parade, but I went into Victoria Park.
Okay, we ended up in the Algarve in the Madeleine McCann's apartment.
I was there for tapas. I was like,
fuck.
Oh, yeah. No, walked in, man and woman. They're like, all right. I was like, hello. No, wrong house. Shit. Backed out. Like, it happens all the time. Like, what? Men casually walk into your home.
The husband there hoofing the poppers into himself.
He's like, don't let on. I'm like, right, okay, we won't. But no, that's been one of my up there. Like, I thought that was actually quite funny, and I nearly done it recently.
Well, do you know what? Fuck it.
It's these. Come on in, and I'll be waiting. I'm like,
see, I'd rather them come to me. I'm like, I can't.
You're like, come to my.
You don't know what you're walking. I'm like a clean freak. You go into a house since.
I can actually like,
what is that?
There was dishes in the sink.
I would do the dishes. I would be like, hold on.
Let me just do it.
Where is your drying cloth? Like, do you have any elbow grease?
Like, yes, under the sink. Right, I'll be with you in half an hour. Change that bed while I'm downstairs.
Have like mopped them floors.
Like, no, so when you go in, like, I can smell clean laundry. No,
I would
right.
Like, come to me.
Come to me, baby.
And then I make them go through like a UV body scanner. Are you okay?
Are you clean?
Are you?
What's in your backpack?
What is that? Have you showered recently?
What has been the strangest thing that's come out of a backpack for you? Or what? Not even out of
oh
a
my god!
What's been the strangest one for you?
Oh well. My recently,
recently
had someone and
arrive in the evening.
It was actually early morning. Who knows? Wow. And they were like, "Do you mind if I prepare?" And I was like, "Yes, work away."
Prepare like, vegetables.
Prepare. I was like, "Yes, here is the salad spinner. Here is the chopping board. Work away." No, they were like, "Do you have a douche?" And I was like, "No." And they're like, "It's okay. I have one." And I was like, "Let's work away."
Great. A man comes prepared,
and then he went into the hallway and pulled an empty bottle of sriracha out of his backpack.
What?
An empty bottle of sriracha. Do you like one of those sriracha tubes?
I was like,
I know. And I was like,
is it because of that good nozzle on top?
I think so. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, oh, I use this. And I was like, what? So he's obviously used it before.
The travelling sriracha douche?
The sriracha bottle of hope or like, whatever. I don't know.
One wrong move washing that out and your arse will be burnt to death.
It looked like it was washed thoroughly.
Thoroughly and used.
Because the bottle was see-through, but I was like, oh my god, well.
Oh my god.
Sure. I would offer them a bottle of HP sauce. I'd be like, here, use this.
There's better trajectory from that.
Or I think so.
I'd be like, what about this Lucozade sport bottle? There's a choir.
I think, or even do those like Hellman or the ketchup bottles with the
Hellman's
good,
jar,
like gel bit at the bottom, goes a squeezy bit, I can't get that all out.
The top of the red sauce, it looks like somebody's arsehole. Like, why is there always a bit of gay men in something? It's where dirty fucking bastards.
Imagine someone's listening to this, like eating their lunch.
Yep, I do.
Having sriracha on their noodles or whatever.
Yeah, oh, here, you know what?
Bone apple teeth.
I bet you any money you're going to be out in the next couple of weeks and somebody will come up to you and go, I was eating sriracha, you dirty bastard. Yeah. You put me off sriracha for life. It was the same as a sour cream Pringles and a
bottle
sparkling
of
water.
Sparkling agua con gas.
Agua con gas. That is just one of those things I cannot abide by. I'm like, it's disgusting.
I love it.
What? Oh,
I'm sitting here stroking a dress. I came into Roxy's dressing room and was like, oh, what's this?
I know, and is now leaving.
Two dresses and a packet of glue.
A packet of Elmer's glue sticks. I buy for the apocalypse. I'm like, right.
And
I like
I've
to
got
keep
the other one of them shoes.
Yes, you're one of
them. I took all our left shoes.
You better be wearing them on a Friday night show. If I don't see them shoes, I'm going to be very
Do you unpack your bag from when you finish a gig? Like, is everything unpacked?
Sometimes no, sometimes yes. It just depends. No, there's a suitcase behind you, so some things are in there, things that I need.
There's the box behind me. It's like bra, tight, corset, etc.
Yes. Everything's labelled. I like to know where shit is. I'm like, right, bras, tights, corsets, etc.
And then behind me, there's like 15 mannequin heads, and some of them have faces painted on them, and
yes,
some of them look disturbed.
My niece likes to come and say, can I paint faces on the heads? I'm like, yes.
These girls look like they've seen some things.
Fuck me. Look, the one up, see the one up there.
Look at the top.
The one under the human hurl.
She was in a Magdalene laundry.
She fucking was. You can look at her like, look, she is fucking.
Oh my goodness.
Like, she's terrified. She doesn't sleep in there.
Look
with her
at eyes are going. Her, she's had enough. She's just like.
Her eyes are
She's had a drink. She's like,
there's a bottle of Smirnoff.
There's a bottle of Smirnoff beside her. And the little ghost. Oh, look.
I know.
What is that?
A wee member of staff in Newton Street made a wee porcelain thing. And I was like, oh, aww, God, it's not lovely.
Isn't that love? Smashes up. Isn't that good?
But yeah, the one with the eyes closed is like, she looks like she's absolutely had it. She's like, yeah.
She's like,
I am sick of having this fucking ugly wig on my head. I'm like, I don't wear it anymore.
She's like, I've had enough.
I thought, like, yeah. I think it's funnier to draw faces on your mannequin heads. It actually gives them a bit more character.
That one looks like Michael Jackson.
It doesn't even have anything.
There's Shakira up there. There's Ariana Grande.
Oh, it is actually. She's got a wee ponytail no longer, lover. Ach, Jesus Christ. So here, while we were, just before we were getting geared up for the podcast, we were, of course, prepared a few prank calls that we
geared up for the podcast.
Getting geared up.
It sounds like we've been hoofing lines.
Isn't it? Like, we really
no,
were.
No.
We were taking glasses of wine.
The only lines we were doing were in Home Bargains and Lauren, up and down those shopping
up
aisles.
Up and down them aisles. I do love a good aisle. But yes, we are going to take a very short break in this show. Don't know what I was trying to say there. We're going to take a very short break. We'll come back in a second with some of our prank calls that we've prepared. Jesus Christ, these are gag. I love them.
Oh my God. It's very, very funny.
We'll talk to you in the second season. Welcome back to the second half of the Laundry Room Podcast, where I am joined by the one, the only, my sister from another meester, It's just the hinges.
Hello, sir.
Hey, up, love, you alright?
Oh, I'm loving.
Are you loving EastEnders at the minute?
Oh, I absolutely love EastEnders.
We're very into EastEnders at the minute.
Tonight, per Bobby B left, but I could not give a flying fuck.
Thank God. Of all characters, be a wet fucking blanket.
Oh,
as that.
He turns me. He's like a little Milky Bar kid or something.
Is isn't he? Fuck. And Cindy Beale, she's a her.
She's a stepman.
She would be bucked by anything. Like, she goes with George and George's son, Ian.
She's not shifty looking her. I bet the gonorrhea is hanging out of her.
Dripping like a fucking toasty. She reminds me of Elphaba off TikTok.
She just looks stinking. She looks like an old George Foreman tray.
George, and then Elaine from the pub. If anybody doesn't watch EastEnders, you're missing out. You're it's like, been what? A good laugh.
I love Elaine. She's like an old camp mistress.
Right. It's time for her knees up.
Like, she's like, do you like, if she was in Oliver, she'd be like, just like Nancy, like, apples and pears. And
or something goes on, and she's like, right, gather everyone right. Not like nobody has other lives. Like,
and her hair, she comes in, the hair gets bigger, the sequins get bigger, the eyelashes get bigger.
And everything, I'm like, you
hello, yes, everything's like a jazz hand, like,
yes. Yeah, uncontrollable jazz hand.
Like, I would love her to break me some bad news, do you know, like, if something was going wrong,
yeah, she'd be able to tell you, like, and you'd be like, oh, it's all right,
it's okay, I'm
like, you're fine, you're riddled,
and it's like, let's have a drink, drinks on house,
drinks on the on the Rovers, that's East End and Coronation Street, they're paying for it.
Oh, mucky bastards.
Speaking about drinks in the house, we did speak before the break about some of our fine prank calls we like to do, we did prepare this one previously.
Yes, so we're doing some work earlier. Ring, it was a Turkish kebab shop. So here
it is.
Here we go.
Here we are. Enjoy this one.
What is going on?
Hello, the Kaiba Bridge Street, can help.
Hello, how are you, son? I'm looking to place an order for collection, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes.
Who's this?
This is Patricia McCallion.
Right. Yeah, what are you having today? Yes.
Tell me, do you have a sausage?
No, we don't have sausage, sorry.
Would you do beef, like a sliced roast beef?
We do lamb.
Lamb? Is it the dark meat of the lamb?
Yeah, mostly the tender side of the lamb.
Oh, tell me, and would it be tender and juicy?
It's not greasy.
I'm looking at succulent lamb.
Like, do you want a hard meat, like?
Something that I could take my teeth out and get them round, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so lamb tikka is like something like that, I believe.
And tell me, do you do it with a mashed potato?
Sorry, lamb tikka, yeah? What you going to have with lamb tikka?
No, just that, like, with a potato.
Sorry?
I'm looking at a potato.
What? Oh, we don't do anything like that.
Would you do like a baked potato, a baked spud?
Oh, he obviously didn't like my potatoes.
He hung up. He was like, did you do a potato? And he was like, yes, lamb tikka.
I wonder, did he realise Patricia McCallion was not real?
She wasn't a real woman. Like,
she wasn't a real woman.
Do you do lamb? There's something I can take my teeth out.
A bit of dark meat.
Dark meat of the lamb, or is the right word? Well, it's,
I love dark meat.
I'm looking like a juicy... juicy.
Not greasy. Not greasy.
No, it's juicy and tender. A potato, like a boiled spud.
I love a potato.
What Turkish could take away? We go, yes, no problem.
Maybe they should start doing like a boiled potato. Do you like fried in olive oil with some onions or something? That'd be nice.
Like, I can just see like an old boiled, like a new potato just sitting floating in old water. I'm like, give me that there with an old bit of pakora.
I think it'd be lovely.
Pakora house sauce. That's the one that you want.
I love. Do you ever get an Indian and you get a chip, like a chippy chip with?
Yes.
Oh, now that's an Indian.
They know what
and they
at.
Do a good chip, and you get a good Indian, and oh.
Or you get a chip that comes in a bag and it's wet.
I bung it straight into the air fryer.
It looks like somebody's dipped it under the sink.
No, see, whenever you get the message or you know it's on its way, I get the air fryer preheated, and as soon as it's through the door, I'm like, bung, straight in.
We'll get them going.
Oh.
Do you remember all the times we've been away or anywhere, and you're like, make sure the chips are well done.
Oh, I'm
like,
really,
well,
I
done,
well
chips,
done chips.
And then the way it reads is like, well done chips.
I can't stand a soggy chip or like a floppy chip.
Soggy floppy fry. I'm like, oh.
Doesn't do it for me.
Oh, but yes, tell you what, will we do another one?
Yes, right, hold on. Here is a number for a deli counter in, it's like a centre or something, Coleraine.
Okay, I found that.
Let's do this.
Alright, let's go. Here it is.
Coleraine Fitness.
same thing.
Hello, is that Morans and Cool Rain?
Yes.
Yes, I was calling up earlier. Do you have a hot food deli?
Yeah.
Do you have the ham jambon?
Yeah.
What about a salted chili chicken?
No, not today.
Do you have it on tomorrow?
Might do, yeah.
And would you do a 10 of lilt?
No. Bottled out.
Bottles of lilt. And do you have the little packets of Capri Suns?
We do.
Do you have big balls?
Obviously.
Beautiful.
Do you have big balls?
Beautiful.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Beautiful.
I love. Do you know a salted chili chicken?
A salted chili chicken.
Not the day.
Like, what about tomorrow?
Ten at lilt.
No. Bottled.
What about a tiny packet of a Capri Sun?
Did you do this little packet of Capri Sun? Yes. Lovely. Mm. That's that. I do enjoy that character, that deep-voiced...
I don't think I'd thank you for a Capri Sun.
Sometimes you'd find a little drop of mold in them.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Look at them old kombucha molds, those big fucking, like, Scoobies.
Dirty bastards. I would thank you more for a salted chili chicken.
Blend it up in your drink.
Or a ham jambon.
I love jam.
I actually do like a ham. Would you be a fan of a ham jambon?
No, I think they're vile.
Actually? Yeah. Really?
They're not even like like jambon, you'd think French. Non de libre France at all.
It's probably oil pastry.
That's what it is, pastry.
But, no, I like it.
Cheese sauce and a bit of bacon or something. Oh. I don't know what it is. jambon. But
I do, I like them.
There was another one. Do you remember the one we prepared earlier?
What
we
was
also
that?
Rang about a ham jambon, but you were passed around the whole store.
Oh, yes. It was like super value in Newry.
Yes.
Newry.
Well, I'll tell you what. Wait, here's Newry.
Let's ring these girls.
Literally, nobody knows that fucking thing. You're a pastor and every member of staff before anybody can answer questions.
You know what's so funny? We are two men in our 30s, 35-year-old men. Like,
but I tell you what, there's people out there enjoying the laughter, so
well,
that's all I say.
No one actually think we're really sad. So they're like, oh, God help them.
if you're enjoying it, one like equals one prayer.
Just one like, one share, guys.
One like, one share, one prayer.
And we'll get the baby to Uganda.
We will. We'll get her there. But I tell you what, before you go into here, Super Value, I'm jump on.
Let's go straight to Newry.
What's the fucking
thing?
Daphne in a good food shop.
Hello, tell me, is this the Super Value?
Yeah.
Yes, I was wondering, do you do a hot food deli?
We do, yeah.
And tell me, do you do a ham jambon?
Just hold on a wee second.
Perfect.
Hello, deli, bacon, Helen.
Hello, is that the deli and Super Value?
It is indeed, yeah. Yes.
Tell you what it is, I'm calling up. I'm looking a ham jambon.
Sorry?
I'm looking a ham jambon. Do you sell a ham jambon?
Hold on one second, I can't hear you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, is that the Super Value in Newry?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling up, I was wondering, is that the hot food counter?
Yes.
Do you do a ham jambon?
Say that again to me, sorry.
Do you do a ham jambon?
Yes, we do indeed, yes.
And tell me, is there cheese on it?
There is, yes. But none of that will be available until tomorrow now.
Oh, and are they delicious? I would drive many a mile for a ham jambon. And what time would be replenished at?
They'll be ready for first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock.
Perfect, I'll be there.
Okay.
And what's your name?
John.
John, I'm Pat. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Goodbye.
I'm Pat.
I'm Pat.
And what's your name?
John.
That Pat is my favourite character. Like, it really, Pat, whatever character you go
Pat
into for that.
Would be a man... Where was that? Where would that accent be from?
Like, hello, where would you been? Like, on something on the border. Like,
down like, south.
Very down. And he only lives, the only house would be within,
and
like,
he would have white hair and, like, red skin.
Oh, really red.
Like, red.
Roaring red.
Like, a bit of a tan, but a red bitten face.
Ah, he would have, like, cattle or
and
something.
And he'd wear, like, an iron sweater.
An iron jumper,
I would say he'd be, like, 6'3", and he would smoke rulies.
Aye, and
he'd have dirty nails. Big, like,
big massive hands. Like, no,
and he would have a massive cock.
big daughter. Do you want to suck my massive cock? I bet you if he was on ground, he'd be like, country cock.
Absolutely.
Country cock for a go.
I know him.
I've met with him before. My favorite was the hold music. And then it's like, you were like, hello, Helen at the deli counter. Do you do a ham jam on? Hold on.
I know, how many people did they have to pass? Do they not have like a ham jammed on? It's ham specialist. Jammed on? It's like, what do you call that singer? Steph London? Ham jammed on?
Give it up for this Steph London. Coming out here with a ham jam bon. Come on now. Buddy bon.
A ham jam bon.
Specialist.
I can't say it quickly. Can you say it?
Ham jam bon.
Ham jam bon. It sounds like Kim Jong-un.
Ham jam bon. The leader of North Korea.
Ham jam on.
Ham jam bon. I thought so.
Imagine me going on with those shoes. Like, special subject. Like, Korea. Yes.
Korea. Name the leader of North Korea.
Ham jam bon.
Incorrect.
Oh my god, this is going on the internet. What do you say? I'll be shot or something.
Like, they'll never know who we are.
Find me.
The ultimate for that was, I would drive many a mile for a ham jam. I would drive many a mile.
Would you not drive many a mile for a ham
jam? No, because you can get them now in little in a pack of four frozen.
I know, but sometimes, do you ever like a bakery one?
Yes, I know. I always remember going to school and the boys always getting a ham jam bon for school or a sausage roll.
When I grew up in Banbridge, when I was a little girl,
still got your school girl figure.
There was a lovely bakery, and they did a lovely sausage roll.
What was the name of that bakery?
I actually can't remember.
Was it Helen?
It could have been. I think it was the Richmond. The Richmond.
Oh, the Richmond.
And they did a lovely sausage roll,
fresh in the morning,
beautiful.
And then in the back, the baker used to sexually assault the kids.
And that's when I was 19 stone. Just fond of a sausage roll.
When she came with her own trailer.
Hello. Came with my own hoist.
I've been driving around now and you see some school kids and I'm like, is she 30? I was like, nope, that girl's 12. I'm like, what's the name of fuck, the size of kids now? I'm like, it's all the saturated fat. No.
It's all them ham jam bones.
It is. What's your favourite juice? What's your favourite drink? If somebody's offering you alcoholic drink.
Oh, alcohol. First of all. Hold on, I need to burp.
Allahu Akbar.
Will you keep that in pod?
We do it all the time. Like, Allahu Akbar.
What was that?
It's like, I think the burping Muslim.
I think there was a man being put out across the street.
Happens quite a lot in these areas. So if I was to shout to you at the bar, what do you want to drink?
I would take, at the minute, it's often changed. Well, I haven't changed them in a while. I would have a tequila with soda water and lime cordial.
Instant dirt.
Like, no, it is lovely.
I don't know.
I love it. I recently got into sparkling water as well.
Get into it? Like, it's a hobby.
I'm into it.
What's your hobby? Sparkling
water. Sparkling water. I love a sparkling water.
I got myself one of those. What's that other thing people used to have? Made your own juices and all you got? It was like...
antidepressants.
Juices. I love juices.
Oh,
soda stream.
Yeah, soda stream.
I always remember that. Like, I think shite.
Yourself a tin of hish.
Just give me a fucking bottle of Fanta any day. But do you remember ringing up before? This is one from the archives.
We have a catalogue of these.
And then, of course, some of them are we're doing them as well. But this is one from the archives. That's why I was talking about favourite drinks. But what's your favourite soft drink?
I would take an American cream soda.
let's find out if one's in stock.
Hold on, let's ring a shop and see if they have any in stock.
Here it is.
Hello, Link Service Station.
Hello, I was wondering, do you have any American cream soda?
Sorry?
Do you sell American cream soda?
Bars cream soda?
American cream soda.
American cream soda?
Aye.
No, we don't have it.
It would be in the drink section.
Sorry?
A drink section.
I can't hear you at all, it's a very bad line.
It would be within the drinks.
Do you want 2 minutes, I'll check.
Okay. Hello? 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 Madam? Hello?
We have Bars American Cream Soda.
Oh, here. Do you have that available?
Sorry, I can't hear you at all.
How many bottles do you have in store?
I'm not sure. There's a few there anyhow. I'm just serving customers here at the till.
Perfect. I'll be getting some. Thanks very much for your assistance.
I love it!
Hello! It's when he comes back to the phone to us with American Greater. The descendant voice.
Oh
just
my
right
god!
Down.
That's when your voice breaks. You break character.
Hello.
Oh yes, I love it.
But the rolling cream. I love that. And then somebody's getting petrol in the background.
In the background, it's like ding, ding, ding. This woman's trying to serve two people whilst. Mop a floor.
Look at her, Megan.
Put the bread.
She went looking for it. Nothing.
Looking for this American cream soda. Do you like American cream soda? Did you ever have it?
I've never it before, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't be my first choice.
An acquired taste.
Taste of what?
I don't know. I remember I had it once with Buckfast. It was actually quite nice.
It's an acquired taste.
Like,
piss is an acquired taste.
I would drink. Do you know what I mean? Fuck it. If it's handed to you, we'd drink it. Like,
I don't know. But, you'd get an oil cream soda and then somebody would launch a bit of ice cream into it. And you're like, what?
Or like an oil flute.
An oil ice cream flute. And
do you ever see the Mormon wives drink? Apparently, because they're not allowed alcohol.
So they drink an ice cream float?
Yeah, they get Coke, but they put coffee syrup and creamer in it. Do that, like, American...
Mucky bastards. Creamer? I'm like, what's creamy? Do you have creamer?
Do you know what I got recently in Asda? Ranch dressing?
Ranch?
Did you ever see them?
What is it?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Have you
stuck
not?
It in the fridge.
I don't understand what it is. Oh my god, ranch.
Did you ever see them? They all go. I think it's supposed to be like garlic and sour cream or something. I don't know. But
from what I believe. I believe it's made from old
is
woman's.
Is the bar purpose. Closed?
No, the bar's still
open. What are you on the Google there?
I'm just about to ask.
You're looking up a bit of porn. What? Ranch dressing.
I'm going to ask, what is ranch dressing? I want to know.
Talk about it. Can you get ranch? It's like Caesar. Caesar's nice.
Ranch typically contains mayonnaise, buttermilk, sour cream, salt, pepper, onion, garlic, thyme, and parsley.
Does that sound lovely?
That does actually sound quite nice.
I know. I always see cunts talking about it, and like imagine
and
that on a
Caesar's different. All of a sudden, I've never liked a Caesar salad, but now I want to try one.
I love salad. Ooh,
there's Jet 2. Tell me I can have £55 off. I work for the other airline. Piss off, you cunts.
I haven't. Look at this. It's like being in an internet cafe, being on your computer. It's like,
oh my god.
It's like I'm back in 2001.
MSN. And then Caesar? Caesar?
Caesar.
What is Caesar dressing? I don't understand.
He's a cunt.
Caesar is made from mayonnaise, grated parmesan, anchovies, lemon juice,
jizz, and cream.
Wash
some young guy.
Wash your sister sauce. I love that. Worcestershire
sauce.
Worcestershire sauce and mustard.
Did you ever use Worcestershire sauce?
No. Wouldn't have a need for it.
You mix it. It's nice if you ever brown in your mints in a little bolognese.
I'm browning my mints. Oh, you
it's
say
like, it's like jizz. It's beautiful. It's like a salty. It would have like that taste of like brown sauce. Do that like fruity brown, like fruity brown.
Look at him, he's brown sauce. It's like a place. There's a Chinese called the Spice Merchant. I keep talking about in the podcast. Like it just sounds like you know, like
Spice
like,
Merchant.
Look at that Spice
you
Merchant coming up the street.
Sacks of spice.
Like here comes Spice Merchant.
Your glory, hole of delight. It's like hello.
It is. It's actually a microphone stand. Guys, we're going to take a very short break in the show. Once again, we're going to gather.
We're not.
We will be back in just a few minutes and we'll speak to you shortly.
Good night.
Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, Roxy Double Dryer. I'm joined by Rusty Hinges.
All right, lads.
This is to be the most funniest and hardest to get through I've ever done in my life.
Terrible.
It's a fucking gag, but we're sure hope you're enjoying it anyway if you're listening. If you're not, I don't give a fuck. As I always say...
Where do you listen to podcasts?
Me, I would listen. Where do I listen?
Like
to
when? Them? Where?
When in bed? I would at night once I'm ready to go to sleep.
You would stick one on.
Yeah, I would listen to Colm Geddes, General Banter, or other podcasts that I've got the name of right now, and I would then fall asleep. Or listen to them until then fall asleep.
I would have them on.
I end up like sitting giggling, laughing.
Do you like? During the day, if you're doing stuff,
I would listen to that too.
And just like, have a podcast on and just listen. And do you like add to queue? Do you like have them all?
Listening to bits. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I would do that too. Sometimes I find if I'm like doing something and it's all playing in the background, you're like, oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, or like, recently I was on holiday. Do you like. You're on sunbathing, have them in. But then I found I would like laugh. You'd be like laying on the sunbathing, like, ha ha ha.
The amount of people that.
Like, hearty laugh. Like,
the amount of people that have messaged me, listen to this, and go, I was in the gym and nearly dropped the weights in my face laughing, or I was out.
The one people look like at you me. And Ben.
Oh, Ben.
So funny. Oh.
He is kills me. He's like, I totally entertained my sister.
I know. I could just picture all this. I was lying. It was the day I went to the nudie beach. Oh! I was lying bollock naked, listening to the both of you. Like, this is lovely.
And then you rang me. You FaceTimed me, and you're like, look at this old man, buck naked behind me. I was like,
there's an old man, and he's wearing a pair of jelly sandals, bollock naked, and he'd been like in his 70s.
Like, one of them good jelly shoes.
God love him.
Here, tell you what.
Fair fucks.
What's up? Man's probably got a better.
If I was 70 and walking in a pair of jelly sandals. Around the rocks, that'd be all biz.
With two bollocks swinging like
there's me and two sliders, can't even put two feet in front of the other, like boom.
Slide. sorry, boys.
I think it looks like an old club foot.
Like, what's this? This is like an old donkey coming down the hill. Like, it's fucking treacherous to get down to the bank. Remember, we went years ago,
and it was
lovely. It was a good laugh. I was very modest. I sat in my sarong. I was like,
we sat with our muffs out.
I think I did get my muff out for about 20 minutes, and I was like, my funny's burning.
I love it. An old all over tan.
You do. You'd be mad for the all over.
I don't. I'm not a fan of a tan line.
No, you're not. You're also playing with my fucking makeup.
But there are clips. It's like ADHD central here. I love it. Do it for like little distractions to play with.
Oh, look at this.
Earlier,
look at
this. I was like using her makeup.
beauty blenders. Squeeze it.
Like Slovenian families. Like,
hello, I am beauty blender.
There's got like a Russian mum and little adopted Asian daughter. Like,
why is the beauty blender Russian of all, or like Eastern European?
She's
like,
very dry looking.
Like, hello,
you should soak it in water.
I'll probably wash it.
Do the water. See before you use it. Is it a tip?
Put them in water?
They're meant to. So you put them in water and they double the size. And then you're telling me off for not talking into Mike.
Yes.
But you soak them and then they double in size and they blend your makeup like it's like a warm double hand. Yeah.
Honestly, try it.
Do you like they tell you to use your ring finger when you're doing concealer and fingering? Sometimes you like the warmth.
The warmth of the
try it.
Right, I'll try it out this weekend.
Fucking try it.
Next thing I'll have like swollen eyes. What is he? You should come out
with the impetigo, like, you bitch.
My eyes are swollen shut, you fucker. You've ruined my gig.
Like she's came.
You've ruined everything.
Gag.
We also had another call that we'd done, you'd done, and I giggled in the background like a little girl.
Was it for, would a bit of ham slice, would be interested in our ham?
There's a couple, there is a few.
Go to Peacocks.
I think we will. We'll go to Peacocks, and there's not many Peacocks left nowadays. They were always a good shop to get pickers.
They always did a good bra in Peacocks.
I was going to say, you wouldn't get one now.
No, you'd pay about £6 to £8 for a good pad of bra, and that would do you.
There you are.
You get a year out of it.
Listen to mum here. Mum's boob tips. Top tips.
Advice.
Tip tips.
But no, they do a good bra, and they also do like a wee t-shirt, like very cheap. This like shopping advice. Like next, we'll go to Asda.
Next, we'll tell you what things items from George will do you and your kids this summer. It's 2025.
Next, we'll tell you how to shoplift.
Exactly. Marks and Spencer's self checkout. You've heard it here first. But anyway, we're going to go to Peacocks. Here you go.
Let's go.
Here we go. I love this.
Good afternoon, Peacocks. We're Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. Kimberly, is it? Hello.
Hello, yes.
I was calling the other day. I was talking to a girl. She was telling me about the tights in the store.
Okay.
Do you do a pair in about a 40 denier support? I'm looking extra support tights.
A 40 denier? What colour?
Black or tanned, really.
Give me a second, I'll see what we'll have. Two seconds.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what colour, or sorry, what size is it?
Well, the largest size you would have, if possible.
Okay, well, we have black 40 denier, and it's a shaper, so it's like the support for your tummy, hips, and thighs, and it's in an extra large.
Perfect. And tell me, are they good for the varicose veins?
I'm not too sure.
Right, and do you wear them yourself?
No.
What do you wear?
Do you want me to hold these over for you?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. Where would you be able to collect them?
I'll be in a minute.
Okay, that's no problem. Thank you. Bye.
She's so upbeat. Like,
oh my goodness.
Okay. When are you going to collect them?
Per Kimberly Peacocks.
It's like, when are you going to collect them? I'll be in a minute.
Uncomfortable, Kimberly.
I love that voice. Like, hello. Hello.
I took inspiration from. Do you ever see the video? It's like, Mary. And the woman's like, yes.
Mary.
It's like, yes. What is it? And it's like, hold on a minute. Mary.
Mary. I love that.
Oh my God. Hello.
Yes, what do you want?
Mary.
What do you want? Mary.
It's brilliant how much the internet influences our lives.
Oh my. There's so many things. So many sayings that we were like, there's sayings that we have, and then people are like, what? Where did that come from? And then we found like the content. Like, there's that one out there at 30 minutes. It's a grinder message that somebody sent. It's like, hello, I'm going to smell your bum through your trousers. It's not weird, man. I just want to smell your bum through your trousers.
Smell your bum
through your trousers. It's literally like,
hey, mate, you okay? Yeah. Like I just said in that message, mate, I hope you don't think it's too weirded out like that, mate, but is there any chance, mate, you would actually just let me have a smell at your bum? Just up in your legs, bend over. Just let me have a really good smell at your bum, mate, through your trousers. I know it sounds weird than that, mate, but it's not.
I love it. I'm like, what in the name of fuck is out there and wrong with people? But it's absolutely brilliant. What's wrong with people? It's ringing peacocks.
I know. Like, what's wrong with people? Fuck it. Like,
I'm looking at 40 denier. Would it be good for the varicose veins?
Oh, per Kimberly.
Picture to Kimberly. Was like, she was probably like, oh my God, girls. I was, but just that she tells that story at parties. Like, I was rang up and then the voice changed. Like, and then it's like,
I'll be in a minute.
I'll be in a minute.
Like, oh my God.
Per Kimberly.
Another one we've pulled from the archives is
the ham factory. I don't know, I think it's some sort of butcher's or something.
I think it was one of these ones ago. We were
the ham sales place.
The ham sales man.
Do you know what? Do you like ham? Would you be interested in
Good Christmas, I'd take a bit of ham. I wouldn't think. And a ham and cheese toast, you know? Or like maybe a bit of ham and ham bap or something.
I love a ham.
Just a big whack of ham gammon. Like, I love
I have a really funny. Can I tell?
Oh, yes, of course.
So, I have a really funny story about ham.
Right.
I was at a funeral. All funny stories come from a funeral.
They do.
I was with a friend, and they were walking around with a tray of sandwiches. Everyone had like bacon and chicken and ham and cheese and ham salad. And the girl offered it to my friend, and he was Jewish, so obviously he doesn't eat ham. And he was all like, oh, I'm Jewish. And she was like, sure, pick it out anyway. You can pick it out. And it just made me laugh.
It's all right.
Pick it out anyway.
Like, I can't have ham. I'm sorry, what about this bacon one?
I'm just like, no. It's like, I can't have it. It's like, sure, just pick it out. It's fine. Pick it out. Fine. Anyway.
What about an egg and onion? Like, no, I'm all right.
There wasn't even an option of an egg and onion. It was all pork-based sandwiches.
All pork-based sandwiches. Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, here is...
Right, so let's bring this pork factory. Listen to this.
The pork factory. I fucking love these. I hope you're all enjoying these as much as we are. Here it is.
Yep.
Hello. Hello, I was given this number to call up about the ham.
Uh-huh.
Would I be able to place an order for some ham?
Yeah, of course. Work away.
Yes, it's going to my sister's house.
Okay, yes.
Yes, hello.
Is somebody picking the ham up?
Yeah, could you deliver the ham?
Whereabouts is it to go to?
In Port Ballantrae.
Unfortunately, we don't have any van going out that far.
Right. Whereabouts in the city are yous based?
We are, do you know the Castlereagh Road?
Yes.
If you drive up to the top of the Castlereagh Road.
Yes.
On the left-hand side, the last road on the Castlereagh Road on the left, it's called the Prince Regent Road.
Great, and tell me, do you have a pork sword?
Yep, I do.
Is it big?
T5.
Right.
6QR.
Beautiful. And do you do a gammon slice?
A cooked one.
A slice?
Yes, I do.
And is it tasty?
It's not bad, no. Yeah, it's nice.
Do you like ham?
Do you like ham? I don't mind it.
Oh, do you ever slap yourself with a slice of ham?
Yeah, but I don't do that, no.
You should. What are you wearing?
When are you coming? I'll have to pick it up.
Be tomorrow.
Well, what sort of time?
Say about 2 o'clock.
We'll be closed then.
Right. What time would you recommend?
Probably about any time before 12:30.
Okay, perfect. And who do we ask for?
If you ask for Lewis.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Lewis. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Sluth, see you tomorrow.
There's so many bits of that. Whereabouts the city used beast?
Beast? Can I base that character?
Who was that based on?
Can I base on, like, do you like Uncle Andy from Give Me a Head Piece? Do you like beast? It'd have an old shake about him.
An alcoholic shake?
Oh, at least her.
But I also love the fact that he didn't hear correctly. He was like, do you have a pork sword? And he's like, yes, BT3.
BT.
Postcode, do you have a pork sword?
Well, my sister lives in Port Ballantrae.
I don't have any vans going out there.
Just so funny, we had to Google where Port Ballantrae was. I didn't even know, I have a clue. It's in Antrim, or the county Antrim.
I know.
It's up by the Causeway Coast.
Is someone picking the ham up?
Where is the ham being delivered?
It's like, is someone picking the ham
delivery
up?
Of ham.
Or they said at the start, okay, I will order some ham. Of course, work away.
I would love to get a delivery of ham. Imagine, like, just opening the door and, like, hello?
I've got the ham.
Thanks very much. On this way, sir. Come on in.
Come this way! You won't take it off at the door.
You'll greet the ham as it enters the room.
You won't take it off the door. You'll bring it right into your kitchen.
Come on in!
And you'll be like, what are you wearing?
Oh, hello, ham.
Chris in the van, what are you wearing? And he was like, are you coming to get this or what?
What do you think he was wearing? I imagine he was wearing, like, some sort of, like, white meat coat. Like a lab coat.
White meat coat.
But, like, whenever...
What is a white meat coat?
I mean, do you like a lab jacket?
Yes, yeah, like a... A white meat coat.
And he would have, like, boots on and, like, a white trouser. Like
a... A white meat coat. I can't go. Oh my god. Yes, I can picture it now. Like white wellies and like an old slaughterhouse.
Not a welly, like a black shoe, black sole, but like the white trouser, like a plastic apron over his outfit. You know, like he doesn't want to get it dirty.
The white meat coat.
But then it would, during the day, be wearing like an oil slaughter jacket and be covered in oil slop. Like an oil bit of. Like an oil hoof.
A slaughter jacket.
A slaughter coat.
He's different. Like
a white slaughter coat.
What are you wearing out tonight? My meat coat or slaughter jacket?
Slaughter jacket.
Oh my god, I need to be taken away in an ambulance. I can't breathe. There you go, this is what we think.
She's taking one of her turns.
This is what we think the man would have been wearing. Fucking ham slicer.
Well, do you know what?
Oh.
let's go to the shop. You remember where it is. Let's go order some ham.
Oh, well, he did give the address there, so if we can find out. Or if he listens to it, wants to maybe give us ham to test.
For all your ham needs, check out BT.
What? Like, is it delicious? Ah, it's not too bad. He's like, ah, it's not too bad.
Let's check out his pork sword.
BT.
Oh, fuck. Do you think they sell other types of meat or just ham?
I don't know.
Would they do a beef sausage?
Do you do a pork sausage?
Would they do a pork and apple stuffing?
stuff.
Would they do a chicken olive?
No, like, imagine like an innuendo, like, do you take a stuffing?
Like, would have been a stuffed olive, do you know, like,
oh, I love that.
Do you see the drag queens that resemble a stuffed olive? Like wrapped around with an oil cocktail stick through them, like,
it's like too tight, like, girl.
It looks like, do you ever see those like insulation tubes around, like, around, what do you call them?
Around a pipe?
With those boilers?
Yeah, it's just like a hot breath boiler.
Like an Alexter. Like red coat.
Oh my god, yes, like you look like a hot breast boiler and like your brows are cutting you.
An insulation coat, look at you.
An insulation meat coat. Oh my god,
that's
here,
terrible.
Before we go, we'll have one more.
Is there any more? Fuck me.
There's one more from the archive.
Hold on.
I think we'll give it a go. This one, I'll surprise you with this one.
What's this?
I'll not tell you, we'll listen to this and surprise you. Right.
There we go.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, speaking
in? Yes, hello, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm just giving a call. I've seen the advert you have on Gumtree.
Sorry, very hard, I hear you. Sorry for that. Who's calling
today? My name is John.
Yeah?
I'm giving you a call about the advert you have on Gumtree.
Oh, yes, I just put this morning, yeah.
Yes, tell me more about it.
No, it's you know, the light's working fine. I just removed from the kitchen.
Right.
You know, and because I had two different ones, and I just remembered that I buy two same ones.
Right.
I couldn't find another one same like this one, because everything's working fine.
Right, and how old is it?
It's just a year ago I bought in Hongdae.
Oh, very good. Tell me, and is it easy to turn on?
Yeah, we can try it. Yeah, why not? We can try it with the cable and umbrella before you buy it, yeah?
Could you turn me on?
We can try it when you come here. I fix the cable and you can see it. Oh.
Could you put it inside me?
Did I put what, sorry?
I just want you to put it inside me.
Oh, we need to fit it?
Yeah.
Alright. I can do it, but... I will charge you extra.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And do you play with yourself at home?
Oh, I did all the time myself at home. You know, I don't have a problem with electric. You know, I'm
yes.
quite good, you know.
I'm sure you are. Very good. And tell me, is it long?
Long? It's 21 inch.
21 inch? Tell me, you could hit me with that bad boy.
It's a 50, half meter about.
Half meter?
21 inch, you can hit me with that bad boy.
Hit me with that. I will do for you, no problem. God love him. He was just like, yes, I'm going to sell a light. And you're like, yes.
Well,
do you play with yourself at home?
Do you know what? I bought the light.
You didn't? It's now in your house. It's part of
it's
your...
It's now part of my life.
Part of my repertoire.
Part of my life, light.
Oh, it's been amazing. I must say, girl, it's been a good laugh tonight.
I know.
The episode of old repertoire calls
well,
we love to do.
These are the only ones we can let you hear.
Oh, yes.
The rest are going to be like dirty phone calls. You have to pay 90p a minute to listen to them.
And they're all 30 seconds long. So, yeah.
But sure, fuck them.
They're great. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you back on. Well,
thanks
on
very
the
much
seconds.
For having me. We had a lovely evening. I came over. We had dinner.
Pish.
We watched EastEnders.
We did watch EastEnders.
We slung our fannies over a bucket.
And now we're here talking absolutely corrupt as we go through our repertoire of prank calls. But anyway, folks, thank you so much for listening again this week. Yous are absolutely fantastic. Can I also ask a massive favour if you are enjoying the podcast, wherever platform you are listening on, whether it be on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or literally Christian Radio, if you can just like the podcast, give it a little review, maybe stars, whatever way it works, just give it a wee review online. Means a lot more people can get to see it and get to listen to it and join in the crack as well. But until next time, thank you so much to Rusty Hinges, and thank you so much to you guys for having a listen. And of course, subscribe, follow, share, tell your mates, absolutely everything. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all on the next one. Bye.